Hello, everyone, and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you on board with us as we get an opportunity to speak with this lovely lady, Dayon Lynette, whose voice you're hearing right now. Every day, then I wake up, it's because of you. And every test and trial that I overcame, but you saw me through. Ooh, you saw me through. And today, I'm living with the victory. Not worried about the things I hear or the things I see. I know God's real, and this is what I feel. Moving in Me is the title of the song, and again, it is by Dayon Lynette, who has spent some time in this area, and it's so good to see her again. How are you doing, Dayon?
I'm great.
I tell you what, good to see you again. You have been gone for a while. You lived in this area for a while. How long were you here?
Ooh, we moved here when I was in the 10th grade, and then we moved away by the time I graduated college. So, what's that, 4, 5, 6 years?
Wow, okay, yeah. Yes, and you have been on the move a bit since then. And tell us what's been happening since you left.
Since I left? I moved to the Atlanta area and, you know, been working, worked for the state, so just been working. And then I would say sometime last year I had the opportunity of reconnecting with a college friend, Curtis Swindell III, and we decided to link up and do some music. He started his production company, Youthority Productions, and came out with a single, Moving in Me, as well as God Will Do It. And Curtis actually wrote Moving in Me and co-produced it with Tyree Newton, who helped me co-write God Will Do It. And now we have it out.
And it is sounding really, really good. I want to ask you something. You know, a lot of times we have our ideas of, and I'm saying we, you all have your ideas, singers, musicians, have your idea of what you'd like to do with your song, whether you're singing, playing, or both. Mm-hmm. When you're not the one in total control of what's happening with the song artistically, mm-hmm. what's happening with the song as far as how it's produced, etc., do you find that to be something that is a welcome challenge, or do you find it that sometimes kind of testy?
I find it as a welcome challenge because I'm not a musician, so I can't play anything. I just sing, and I can harmonize. And so even with the song God Will Do It, the way that I originally had it, I guess you could say it was outdated. It was written years ago. And Tyree was able to take it, embody it, add music. I mean, it's still the same flow, but he tweaked it and made it more modern. And then he changed the vamp, which at first I was like, how are you going to just change my song? But when you listen to it, it's like, oh, wow. You really helped change the dynamics of the song and made it 10 times better, my opinion. So I welcome the changes that are made, as long as it's something that I do agree with. Now, if you're just going to take it to a whole nother level, and I'm like, no, 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 no. But for the most part, I welcome it. I need it for the most part.
Yeah, because so in that case, the change really worked.
Yes.
So it's a matter of being passionate, mm-hmm. but also flexible. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, knowing that there may be some instances where you need to draw the line and say, mm-mm, we're not going there.
Right. I would say even when I worked with my cousin on some songs years ago, you know, I would give him something and then he would create the music aspect to it. And then he might try something a little funky with it And I'm like, oh, okay, whoa. Let's bring that back a little bit. And so, you know, he'll adjust it, and then we'll eventually come up with something that we both like.
Yeah, yeah. So this really is about compromise.
It is.
To an extent.
Yes. I would say that it is. Even so, with the song Moving In Me, it's more make you want to move type song, and that's out of my element. But I took that challenge because, you know, sometimes the best songs that you may have may not necessarily be your favorite in the beginning, and then it grows on you. So I had that song for maybe a month or two, just listening to it and saying, okay, you know what? I can rock with this. I can move with this. But at first it was just, I don't know if I'm gonna do the song any justice.
Well, you did do it justice. I tell you what, your voice is great on the song. It sounds like a great fit as far as the way you bring it up. I really like your singing even more than I like the music.
Mm-hmm.
Your voice and your singing, because some people have pretty good voices, but they have a difficult time carrying the tune, mm-hmm. keeping the notes right and all of that. You do both. You have a beautiful voice and you handle your notes. And you really make the music come alive.
Well, I appreciate that. I try. And I mean, the studio engineer, Damon, he was amazing to work with and to help. He was like, no, try that again one more time. So.
Something I'm wondering about, Dayon, sometimes I hear artists talk about how they've gotten to a point where maybe they are, for the first time in their career, recording artists who maybe for the first time in their career, it may have been 8 years, may have been 12 years, they're finally writing more of their own songs. And I hear some of them sometimes say, I'm finally doing the kinds of songs that I've always wanted to do. And that's been intriguing to me because a lot of what they did when they started out seemed to be such a great fit. They sounded great. They seemed like they were enjoying what they were doing. But whether it was Anita Baker, whether it was Chaka Khan, any number of artists, I'm finally responsible for more of my own songs. And I'm finally feeling like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what I've always wanted to do. I think about that and something that you said earlier today, that sometimes someone can write a song that you think will never work for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you listen, you work it over in your mind, you listen some more. And sometimes, like you said, it can turn out to be a much bigger hit, a much bigger success than something else that you would have known would mm-hmm. really have gone over well.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that, you know, how do you reach that middle ground? This is not something that I've written, but it feels right, compared to this is something that I've written because I know me. I know my personality. I know what works for me on the inside. And so this is what I'm going to do. How do you make that find that balance between somebody else writing, maybe they do or don't know what works for you, you writing your own and what you think is going to really go over well with the public?
That's a good question. I can use the example again with Moving In Me. It was basically a skeleton that Curtis gave me where it was, this is the verse, and then this is the chorus part. And then to help make it my own so that I would feel a lot more comfortable singing it, so then I add the ad-libs in there so that, you know, I can still make it me as opposed to just sing the song and sing it this way. So he gave me a lot of flexibility on how I can make it my own type of song. And then with God Will Do It, it's different because that was something that I needed for myself when I wrote it. I needed encouragement. I needed to know that, you know, God won't leave or forsake me, but, you know, if he did it for this person, he can do it for me, and he can continue to do it again and again, but he can also do exceeding abundantly above all that we've ever asked or think. So, you know, he might can take me from this level to that level, but then he can take me even higher than that. And so it's just a matter of taking any song, regardless if I wrote it or not, and then trying to incorporate myself to make it a part of me too.
Gotcha. Gotcha. If you're not able to make the song your own, if you're not able to incorporate it into who you are, does it somehow feel artificial if you sing it anyway?
Does it feel artificial? I would say that I find something in that song that I can connect to. Even if it's just a vamp part, or it could be a verse, or it can be just something that I add into the song to make it my own. I know when I sing on the praise team at my church, there are songs that I may not necessarily like, but, you know, hey, we need you to sing this song. And so even then, it's something that I'll pull away from that song to make it my own. If it's a run, or I might mix in some ad libs from another song, or just, you know, add my own testimony to it. It's always something that I'm a throw something in there just so I can connect better with the song and then do it that way.
I like that. You're looking for a way to connect with the song so you can feel the song, mm-hmm. so you can sing with sincerity, sing out of your heart, so that you connect with the song, so people who are listening connect with you. Mm-hmm. I like that mindset, that attitude about it, that there is a way to make this really, really work, rather than cop an attitude and say, well, I hate this song, but I'll sing it anyway.
Right. I mean, because when you get in front of people and you're singing and you're ministering to them, they're going to feel, oh, she's not feeling that song, or she has an attitude today, or, you know, clearly she's upset, and they're not really going to be able to receive well. So, you know, it's important to kind of get in the right mind frame, the right spirit, so that when you're ministering to other people, you're not giving them the wrong spirit.
Our guest, everyone, yours and mine, is Deion Lynette. Deion Lynette Woods, beautiful voice, really sharing some insights with us about what music ministry, singing ministry is about, not just the technicality of it. We will be back, and she's going to share some more insights. Stay with us. Listen to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on 1550 AM. The Voice.